Health and Human Services and CDC.
WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. It has been a very busy few weeks for Howard University. Lots going on, and we have a lot to talk about during our monthly conversation with University President Dr. Wayne Frederick. He joins me in studio. You can also join the conversation with your questions or comments. Lines are open right now at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Dr. Frederick, good to see you again. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
Okay, so the Rattlers are coming to town this weekend. FAMU Bisons taking the 90th homecoming celebration here at Howard University. But there's so much more going on, and there are a lot of changes that are coming. Folks are going to like this. Let's first talk about some of the changes that we can see this year.
Sure. You know, what I'm trying to do is really increase our alumni engagement. And a big part of that is to expose our alum to what the contemporary nature of the Howard University educational experience is. So we have tried to put together a set of activities that would really link us to that as closely as possible. The first of which are the open houses. Every school and college has set up an open house over the periods of Thursday and Friday. And as I was walking in here, just across the street, the College of Nursing and Allied Health, theirs is going on. As soon as I leave here, I'm just going to duck in there and see what they have. They have an hour for Meet the Dean. They have research and activities that the students and faculty are participating in. And I think for alum, it's a great opportunity to see for yourself up close and personal what exactly is going on, as well as to get a sense of what the needs are on the campus, so that when people do give, they understand what the return on investment is, they understand what they're giving to, and most of us get caught in that time warp of what our homecomings were like, what that time was like, and obviously our campus has moved on in terms of what's happening today versus when we were here, depending on when you graduated, like myself, back in the late 80s to early 90s. A lot has changed since then. And so giving people an opportunity to see that, experience it, ask questions about it, I think is the right thing to do. And that's one of the things you'll see with the open house.
I was going to ask about that because I would imagine that anyone, you know, once you graduate from college, you know, homecoming is a really, really, you know, big deal. A lot of folks come to party, but, you know, a lot of folks want to come back and, like you said, they want to know what's going on, particularly if they're traveling from, you know, hither and yon, and they do want to come back, and they want to have an opportunity to perhaps talk to the dean or professors and say, hey, so what's going on? You know, I saw this in the paper, or I heard this on the radio, but can you give me, what's the real deal?
Yeah, exactly, and that's what I want with alumni engagement. I want alum to be more connected to what we're doing today, and to be able to use their experience from the past as well as their experience in the fields that they're in currently to help support us in any way that they can.
Mm-hmm. Now, explain what Yard Fest is exactly. I mentioned the whole party thing. You know, we can't forget about that.
Well, you know, I came to school here in the late 80s into the 90s, and so I can safely say I grew up with Yard Fest in terms of watching it transform from having alum and entertainment on the yard to it really, in a lot of ways, became a passage of rite for our hip-hop culture in this country. And Howard University, in many ways, if you look through our history, has always played some type of a role in popular culture and in different venues. The Yard Fest was the latest version of that. That has really evolved into a concert, in my opinion. And so even access to the yard became difficult. 2 years ago, we had 23,000 patrons on the yard. secondly, the year after that, we then had to try to box it in because Metropolitan Police Department were having difficulty. So what we've decided to do is to go back to the original setup.
Hold on, because I want to hear more about that because, you know, Howard has a lot of alums. You're going to have a lot of folks here. And so I'd be interested to hear, you know, how to make it more family friendly and just what your plans are. We're talking to Dr. Wayne Frederick, president of Howard University. Lines are open, so give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Of course, we're sitting down talking to the president of Howard University, Dr. Wayne Frederick. We talk to him every month about things going on here at Howard University. If you have a question or if you have a comment, lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Before the break, Dr. Frederick, you were talking about Yard Fest and how you're really trying to change it to make it more family friendly and to avoid some of the difficulties you've had in the past with.
Yeah, most definitely. Like I said, 2 years ago, we had 23,000 people on the yard. I was, on the stage, to the back of the stage. We had Drake come out, very popular among the students. People were rushing the stage, and we had a few people who were very close to getting crushed. Very dangerous from a safety point of view. Metropolitan Police Department has partnered with us very nicely, and we've really stretched their capacity to cover the event and keep it safe. We attempted to put up fences. That was in place before I became the interim president on October 1st. The only thing that I changed about that was putting barbed wire at the top of it, so we had fences on there, and that was an attempt to stay with the police department about keeping the space limited in terms of the number of people. They did not feel that it was safe. The fire department had an issue with the number of people on there, the number of real exits if something were to go wrong. And so we have to comply with that. We attempted to comply by fencing in the yard and admitting people. And people jumped the fence, and we still ended up with the same situation in terms of numbers. So my issue is really a safety issue. It's a concert. The Homecoming Committee has worked with me. I'm very pleased with the things that they've produced, and we will have a concert at the D.C. Armory that would still have very popular artists. But controlling it on the yard, given the space dynamics and so on, was not something that we could do safely. And I don't think we should take on the liability for the passage of right that people talk about, because it's not like we are making a lot of money on the event, having a passage of right event that then leads to safety issues. I'm just not sure that that's the business the university should be in.
Mm-hmm. How are you planning to make this a more family-friendly event as well? Because, again, it's not just about the alums. It really is about their families. Many of them, they graduate, they get married, they have children, they have grandchildren. A lot of them say, well, look, I went here, your daddy went here, and this is where you're going to be.
Yeah, it's almost, for some people, a college visit, an early college visit in some cases. So what we've done this year is we've added a children's pavilion. On Friday and Saturday, there'll be a children's pavilion down in the valley, where we'll provide services where people can drop their kids off and come back to pick them up. We have professionals from the Y who will staff it and ensure that, it's done in a safe and friendly environment. And again, I think we can have the parents on campus. They can walk around and meet their friends, have a good time, and know that their kids are not far away and safe. And that's what we're looking for. We want to increase that opportunity for more alums to come who traditionally may not come because they're concerned about having their kids in the yard for 4 or 5 hours. Kids are getting bored while mom and dad are meeting their friends. For the kids, it's not a very exciting time, and we think we will change that dynamic this year.
I can honestly say I've never heard of such a thing, and I visit a lot of colleges and universities. I think that's a great idea because I've had my daughter with me when she was much, much younger, not a teeny kid, but you know, after a while, you know, she's like, "Dad, I'm ready to go," and I'm not. I'm going to take a break, but before we do, there's a lot of information about homecoming. It's on the website howard.edu. You don't want to miss out on that information if you are headed to town or headed to campus this weekend. So stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a moment.